Suspect freed on bond accused of killing fourth person in Detroit. By Amy Furr on March 24, 2023. A man in Detroit, Michigan, who allegedly killed several people after being released on bond is now accused of killing a fourth person, a 24-year-old woman, last year. Jonathan Welch was initially accused of killing his mother, stepfather, and ex-girlfriend when he was freed from jail, Fox News reported Thursday. Now, authorities say he allegedly killed Natalia Morse before his original arrest in June. Morse's mother, Chastity, is grieving again now that she knows Welch has been charged in another murder, she told Fox 2. "You took my daughter. Took somebody I can never get back. Somebody I love, so I'm hurt for the rest of my life," the woman stated. When the victim's body was found laying in a field on June 6, it took authorities a while to make a positive identification. Meanwhile, her sister told reporters how the pair did not have any connection that she was aware of, adding, "Did he deserve a bond? No. Especially that low. It's absurd. I'm honestly speechless." The Fox News report continued. Prosecutors said Welch killed Morse with blunt force trauma to the head, and then stole her car and set it on fire. In the weeks after the killing, he was charged with the other three murders. Wayne County prosecutors said he initially attacked and sexually assaulted his former girlfriend a few days after Morse was found dead. He allegedly strangled the ex, poured gasoline on her, threatened to assault her with a drill, burned her arms and legs with a metal spatula, before attempting to sexually assault her using a pole. According to the victim, the suspect put a cord around her neck and strangled her before releasing pressure, then doing it again. The man is also accused of heating a spatula on the stove, then touching her arm with it. Authorities arrested him for the alleged torture and assault, and he was then given a bond at $100,000, 10%, and walked out of jail after posting the $10,000 bond, the Fox 2 report said. The suspect is accused of killing the ex-girlfriend a few days later, barricading himself inside his mom's house, then shooting at law enforcement officers. He allegedly set the residence on fire, then killed his stepfather and mother. Video footage shows authorities escorting Welch from the scene. Click on Detroit noted his mother was stabbed in her back during the attack. As the crime wave plagues citizens across President Joe Biden's D. America, the majority of American voters have placed blame at the feet of woke politicians for the ongoing problem, an October poll revealed.